Shopsite Tzvi died in 1676. And even though he died as an apostate, as I mentioned to you last week, he nevertheless had a considerable Jewish following even at the end. And his movement would be kept alive by his prophet, by Nathan of Gaza, for an additional 10 to 12 years until Nathan died. Nathan's father, Rabbi Joseph Ashkenazi, in the late 1660s and early 1670s turned up in Morocco. And his father gave birth, so to speak, to a new wave of messianic fervor by a Moroccan peasant Jew by the name of Joseph Ben Sur. Ben Sur was a person who claimed to be Moshiach ben Yosef. In the Gemara, we are told that there are two personifications of the Messiah, of Moshiach. One is Moshiach ben David, the Messiah of the house of David, who is the ultimate Messiah, who will redeem Israel and introduce us into a time of peace and prosperity, and under whose leadership the temple will be built, etc. But there is a forerunner, a precursor, who is Moshiach ben Yosef, stemming from the tribe of Joseph, and that this Moshiach somehow will die or be killed, according to the prophecy in the Novi Zecharia. In fact, an interesting aside, the laws that we have regarding the separation of men and women at events of prayer and at other events, social events, etc., are taken in the Talmud from the description of the funeral of Moshiach ben Yosef, which appears in the Novi. And at the funeral of Moshiach ben Yosef, it says that the men were separate, the men wept separately in a separate section, the women wept separately in another section. So the Talmud there says, we see from there that even at a funeral, when one is not lighthearted, and where the chance of illicit behavior is almost nil, nevertheless, the prophet goes to lengths to point out that the proper fashion is that the women should be separate from the men, how much more so at a time of joy and happiness and lack of self-restraint, etc. Now, this question of Moshiach ben Yosef was one of the great problems that troubled all of the believers in Shabbosai Tzvi, because apparently from the legend and from the tradition of the Jewish people, Moshiach ben Yosef comes before Moshiach ben David. And therefore, in order for Shabbosai Tzvi to have been the Moshiach ben David, the Messiah from the house of David, somehow the Moshiach ben Yosef, he was missing from the story. Where was he? When was he? And to that, Nathan of Gaza gave conflicting answers. One answer was that the Moshiach ben Yosef had existed in the person of